ラジオ ETC。 ザンビアの平均寿命は37歳だそうです。もしあなたがザンビア人ならあと何年生きられますか？もしくは平均寿命よりも何年長く生きたことになるのでしょう。彼らの短い平均寿命の原因は教育にありました。
The lifespan is around 37 only. So you can imagine in Japan we live here almost to 80, right? And in Zambia it's 37 to 39. So it's a very short lifespan, yeah. One of the reasons is the health problem of you have like AIDS and malaria, diseases like that, and a lot of people who has never been to school, if you think of it, you know, it's like they don't know, or you don't know, if you haven't been to school, you don't know that it's important to do something very simple as washing your hands, you know, after being doing some farming maybe, or you have been out to the toilet, you know, maybe you don't wash your hands, right? And if you have a kind of disease, or if you get malaria and your body is weak, and above that you are, you know, not washing your hands, you can spread disease and you can get very sick. It's a very simple thing like that. Using a soap. Why should you use a soap? Why should you wash your dishes? Or clean your dishes after each meal? Simple things like that has never been learned, right? If you haven't been to school. So when we were there the first time in Mfui, in this area near a very famous national park called South Luangwa National Park, we thought, or my wife was thinking, of opening a school for children. But there are many schools for children already. However, there are no schools for adults, or almost no schools for adults. So after the children come back home after school, they cannot really communicate with the parents, because parents don't really understand why they should be. They understand that they should go to school, but maybe not on a deeper level why education is important, right? So this is something that I think we in the so-called rich world like Japan and Europe and America, we haven't been thinking of that so far, right? We just think, oh, let's start a school for children. But if the children has no support from the parents, I mean, you're lacking something.
さとこさんが初めてザンビアの学校を訪ねたとき、子供たちがこんな歌を歌ってくれました。食べる前にはきちんと手を洗いましょう。爪の中の汚れもちゃんと落としましょう。こんな内容の歌だったそうです。こんな意外にシンプルな教育が子どもたちの健康、そして命を守るために最も大切なことだそうです。次回もザンビアのお話をお聞きします。どうぞお楽しみに。